part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
It is Entrepreneurship and Small Business Wednesday, and this evening my guest is Ukabelo from Unique Fundi, and Ukabelo will be sharing with us some lessons learned across her life, and also looking at, of course, the issue of entrepreneurship and her business as well. You're more than welcome to join us as well on +27 73 470 3520. That's the number that you can use. Ma'am, good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Well, and yourself?
Ah, fantastic. How was your day?
Not too bad.
Okay.
You know, normal, hectic.
Ah.
You know.
Okay. They say hectic
probably don't
is
know,
good.
Yeah, because you do the night shift. The day's job.
Yeah, hey, there's lots of things to be said about night shift people.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they say hectic is good. So if you're hectic, that's
yeah,
good.
Time goes very fast when you're busy.
Ah,
so yeah.
I can see.
Just to keep time going, just get busy.
Yeah, get busy. Yeah. Yeah, that's very important. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
And joining us. Really appreciate your time. Before you talk about your business, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, you've already given my name out there. So my name is Percy Kabelo. Both of the names are normal.
Ah, so I must pronounce both.
It's okay, whichever one. I like both of them.
Okay.
They normally are given to men.
Yeah, they're
I had that issue even when I was young. Yeah. My birth certificate was saying I'm male.
Oh.
Well, I'm telling you. Seriously? They had to rectify it, yeah. But now it's fine now. But okay. I have that thing that everywhere where I register for anything, I have to always check the gender. Even in university, when I got my results, like, Mr.
Yeah.
You know? I get that all the time. I don't get offended anymore.
Yeah.
I've gotten so used to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Where did you grow up?
So in a village called Malibitsa.
Okay.
That's where I did my primary.
Yeah. Is that in the northwest?
No, in Limpopo.
Limpopo. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, in Malibitsa I did my grade 1 to grade, I think, 7.
Yeah.
And then grade 6 to matric.
Yeah.
I was in Vointin. I don't know if people know this. Vointin, it's apparently it falls under the Northwest Province.
Okay.
But it's almost on the border of Limpopo because we're not far from Wombats.
Bela Bela.
Yeah.
Ah.
So, yeah, I don't know what do they say it falls under Northwest because Naki wanna Limpopo.
Ah, did you guys protest?
Not much.
Not much. You just expected.
We are a peaceful bunch.
Ah, okay. Yeah, okay. That's much. Fine. That makes sense. All right. And how was growing up?
Well, it was quite good because I was raised by both of my parents, you know, but my dad was most of the time here in Joburg because, you know, we come and work here, we take the money to the children at home. Yeah.
Mm.
So I was raised by most of the time with my mother, myself, my sister and my brother.
Yeah.
Kabelo, Koketso and Kagiso.
Oh. Yeah.
So those are my siblings.
Yeah.
And then, my mom, she would try businesses. She would sell acha. I remember she sold acha. She sold glycerin.
Okay.
She sold a couple of other things just to make money. But then it was wonderful because she never gave back the money, stock. Because daddy would bring the stock month end.
Makes
and then
sense.
She sells.
Yeah.
I guess she supports us. So my dad was okay with it.
Yeah.
My dad, he's late now, but he was a wonderful, wonderful dad.
Wonderful,
he raised us very well. He always said to me, Oscar buys a mwanyana. Mwanyana ska buys. Understand? So, that's the dad. And my mom, I'm still with my mom now. And we're a healthy family. We try. We've got our own family dynamics,
like all
and
families,
feuds.
Right?
But we love each other.
Mm.
I think if I get a call that my sister is not well, I'll have to run there, and my brother as well. So we love each other. Yeah.
Yeah. How is that then? Because it almost sounds like you come from a family that was entrepreneurial and was always in business. Did that have an influence in you starting your own business?
I don't think so. Not much, because I never saw myself as a business person.
Okay. Okay.
Only until, I think, after, you know, you actually get to realize, like, you get to see other things out of life, out of what you had. I mean, like when you're a child, you're only getting what you're getting. I mean, the stocko and the selling was just to support us. Mm. So I never thought it's a thing that I wanted to do, you know.
Mm.
We think career, you know, university.
Get a job.
Yeah. But after matric, I got to realize that, you know, yeah, there's things called business. Mm. There's something called business out there.
Yeah.
So... yeah, it still wasn't. It didn't make sense at the time.
Yeah,
still.
Yeah.
But only until I think in 2021 when I actually said I am doing this.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
At the time, I always say I was unemployed, but I was not jobless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a job.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I was unemployed, meaning I was not in anyone's payroll.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the time, and then I realized that no. I think I have a talent somewhere.
Mm.
I didn't know. I started praying about it, obviously.
Mm.
And actually, this lady over here, she's the one that posted something on WhatsApp, ne?
Okay.
On WhatsApp status.
Okay.
And then she's like, Matt's people help
she's
out.
She's trying to find the lady, geometry. By the way. She's
yeah.
looking behind
it was
her.
A geometry question.
Yeah.
It was a geometry question. She posted it, and then she's like, Matt's people help out, you know?
Wait. It was a geometry.
Geometry.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I can help you, you know?
I'm actually thinking about that.
I'll leave
right
my
now.
Business card with
hey,
you.
Yeah, hey. You know, we could do that. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
So she posted it, and then, I mean, I don't know why did I take it so serious. And then I took pen, I took a paper, and then I sat down, I drew it because it was a Euclidean type of question, and I drew it.
Mm.
And the trick, you know, that I had around these questions is colors. You know, I use colors with geometry.
Yeah.
When I found this angle, I mark it with colors.
Yeah.
So I think it broadens my thinking when I do that.
Yes.
And then I sat down, I did it. And then I saw that I got it right.
Yeah.
And then I had to send her a voice note.
Yeah.
And then it was so annoying because, I mean, she said to me, it wasn't even for me. I'm like, after all the work.
Mm.
But actually, it ignited something within me.
Yeah.
So like, you know, you are good at this. Because I sent her a voice note to actually explain how I did it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, no. But did you just speak to me right now? Did you just say something? You know, I'm not one of those who say that I woke up and I had a dream.
Yes.
It was through that.
It was
really.
Through that.
And then I contacted a few people within our complex. And I'm like, the ones that I know that they have children in high school.
Mm.
Because I know normally it's good to have extra lessons, especially when you're starting in grade 10.
Yeah.
It's the best time to start. And then I called a few parents. Say, hey, your child is in grade 7, your child is in grade 10, whatever.
Yeah.
How is he doing with maths? I know the one said, no, let me find out from him.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, at the time, I had all the time. I had to call her back. Like, now I don't do that anymore. They
called you. Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So I called her back. It's like, did you talk to your son? He's like, yeah, he said he needs help. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I think I can help him.
Yeah.
Obviously, it wasn't free. Yeah.
Yeah. It shouldn't be.
It wasn't free.
Yeah.
So, and then, I spoke to the son and I actually went to the house. I asked the son, what is it that he was struggling with? And then he showed me, I'm like, oh, I can help you.
Mm.
And then I started there. I had two students at the time, but the way I was enjoying myself.
Okay.
I was having so much fun.
Yeah.
And you see now, their money was not a problem because I just wanted to do this thing, you know. They would come to me and then would sit for 3 hours and I wouldn't even see it go by so fast. And I started now seeing that the demand was growing.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, the time also had to scale down the time.
Yeah, you can't spend for 3 hours. We can't do that.
So,
That's interesting. So you do tutoring?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I do.
Okay, it's maths and what other subjects?
Just mathematics.
Just mathematics.
Yeah.
So your specialist just specializes in
Yeah. So I always say to my students that don't feel bad. I don't know maths myself. But I know how to explain it. I can explain it to you. Where you struggle, I can explain to you. But we are the same here.
I think that's a trick to just get them.
Yeah. And I learn a lot from them as well. Learn a lot from my students, and I love them so much. Because now I can feel, even when they're writing exams, the pressure they are feeling, I feel it myself. You know what I mean? So. This is just more than a job, man.
It's a calling. I can see. What makes your tutoring different then? I'm sure there's lots of others out there that people could pursue. What makes yours different?
The whole aspect of, you know, it's more than just a job. Like I'm saying, it's more than just a job. I take it with. I think it's a little notch above passion.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, like you know, I dive in deep as in I'm like the student. Become the student there.
Yeah.
I need to write this. I need to learn this I can write the. I am going to write the exam.
Myself.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that helps, of course, with your students. Hey, loving having that type of a mindset, they also kind of get into that as well.
Yeah.
That's really amazing. Okay. What drives you as an entrepreneur?
More than the money.
Well, the money can be the driver. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Hey, we are a money and business show. So we love talking about money here.
You know that fulfilling that you've helped someone.
Yeah.
It's so stressful, you know, when you have a problem and you don't really know where to turn to.
Mm.
So myself, I get the WhatsApp. I know it's like I'm bragging maybe to the group in the complex or on my status to say that when someone sends me a WhatsApp to say that, hey, you know, I got so much marks. And I also celebrate the small wins because I get children that were like the 30 percenters, and when you come to me, you got 50.
Yo, that's already massive.
We celebrate. Although I say we don't stop here, but well done. You know what I mean? I'm like the biggest cheerleader for my students. So that's what motivates me.
Yeah.
That's what gets me going. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. In days when it seems and feels a little bit gloom, you don't want to wake up in the morning and do this thing, how do you deal with that?
And you do get those because
Maths on its own can get you under the weather,
like,
without anyone saying anything. Solve for x. We've solved for x for years, but I think I also found the solution why we were solving for x. It's for Elon Musk. We've got x, so there's the solution to solving for x.
The bird is gone now.
So how do you deal with those days when you don't feel like waking up and having these conversations and tutoring,
like teaching someone? Like I always ask myself then, how am I gonna feel when they fail? You don't feel like helping them, okay, it's fine, but are you going to feel okay? Are you going to be happy with yourself, with them coming back? Like, I failed because I didn't prepare, you know. You canceled the appointment that we were supposed to have, you know, because you were not feeling it.
Yeah.
So, that feeling, it's worse than that current feeling that I'll be having. I just had to get up.
Have you ever had those that come back and fail and they're like, yo?
I've had that. But with the one it's the two. Because with the one student, they discovered that she had a learning problem.
Okay.
Remember, I do from grade one, which I think at some point I'll do only maybe like high school, because I want to grow into having mathematics, physical science, and accounting, like a center.
Yeah.
So with this child, Shame, she had a learning problem, because even now she's no longer in the normal school.
Okay.
She had to move to another school.
Yeah.
So that those are the kind of problems that are kind of beyond me, but I don't feel good when, you know, a parent tells me my child failed and the child used to come to me.
Mm.
You know, it's not nice.
Mm. Mm.
But I think it's just me having to make peace with it that, I mean, the problem was actually beyond me.
Beyond you, true. That's very true. All right. Yeah. So that first client, that first client they spoke about.
I'm not allowed to give names there?
Well, you can't give names. They'll pay us for advertising, though. But,
no, I have given thanks to them many times.
Yeah.
Mamutse, I used to teach her child.
Yeah.
And Musa, this other gentleman at our complex as well, Musa and Maud, their child, they were in grade 11, both of them as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, they trusted me. They said, please come and help them, you know. You know, I started helping them, and they were happy with what I was doing with them. Yeah, man. It was such a wonderful feeling.
Yeah.
It was like I had 20, you know, the two put a zero there. It was like I had 20 students. It felt so great.
Yeah.
I always looked forward to, because I mean, like, certain topics I was not like the best with them, but I would prepare myself for the next lesson. If he's coming at 3 o'clock, I'll make sure I'm ready. I prepare myself, YouTube, whatever, check how they do it. Like I said, I know how to teach it. I'm not the best with it. So, man, I felt very good with the two.
And that first invoice?
You know.
Yeah, it's very nice.
You know.
Very, very nice. Yeah.
So great. and it wasn't much, but, just to think that I got paid for my work.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so something that you love doing.
Yeah. It felt very good.
Okay, and then the subsequent customers, how did they come about?
Actually, it's word of mouth. You know, they talk about the great work that I'm doing.
Yeah.
And a lot of them is just it's parents, because I know the parents more than the children.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's word of mouth, and even with my advertising, I put my word out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Typical day. What time do you wake up? What happens? When do you go to sleep? If you ever.
I still do the 8 to 5.
Okay.
So, typical day. 7 o'clock at work in. Randburg.
Yeah.
Back. I have a 5 o'clock appointment with a student.
Sure.
Yeah. Or two. Sometimes I have two of them. And then we'd have an hour. So I have other students that I'm only seeing once a week, so I have to give them 2 hours, like on a Saturday.
Mm.
So I don't have a day as hectic as like a Saturday. So I'm working towards, you know, trying to make things like the system work better for me, because it's actually tiring.
Yeah,
I love doing what I'm doing, but you know, even the body also
gets tired.
Yeah, because some of them I have to travel as far as Boksburg, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, and I'm teaching a grade 2 there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So grade 2, come back, and I, you know, travel another distance to teach a grade 10. So,
sure. And what time do you normally go to sleep?
Hey, with the children I have, I try to sleep before 10, but we always go past it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And how has that affected family life and your personal friends, family?
I have a very supportive husband, Shame. Even with the long distance driving, he gives me his car to drive, so I use his fuel. Thank you, baby. I appreciate you, Ntlantla. I have a very supportive husband.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, sometimes I come back, I'm very tired.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm grumpy. I mean, like, when you're tired, you kind of get grumpy, and then he'll take over the pots.
Yeah.
You know, when auntie's not there, he'll take over the pots and bath the children and, you know, put them to sleep, read them a story. You know, these children, they don't get it. Even if you are tired, you still have to read a story. Come on now.
But you have to,
You see.
Yeah.
So he has to take over and do all the things. He has to wife around, you know, when I am not having it. But I really thank God for him. I appreciate him so, so much.
Sure. That's and friends?
He's a Mozzola and a friend. Who's accompanying me.
So she understands why.
Yeah. So basically. we tried to have some dates and some game nights. Eh?
Yeah.
Some game nights.
Oh,
and
game
all.
Nights.
Yeah.
What do you play on game nights?
Adult games.
Interesting.
Not adult games. I like big people games. Okay, let me say big people games. You guys. This is a Christian radio station. Hello. Eric, grown up, big people games, like, you know.
Yeah.
Games that require to use your brain. and, you know, balancing. Yeah.
No, we got you. Don't worry. Okay. You're protected.
Yeah. So we try to go out with the ladies for massages, yes. for lunches and yes. all that. With the Saturdays that I've been having, not recently, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm even going to miss one that we're going out to now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... But I love you, ladies. I know they're listening. Uh-huh. I love you guys. I'm gonna,
there's a comment that says, sure. Hi, Bo. So there you go. Says hi, Bo then. Now, I want to go back a little bit. I know you're a qualified electrical engineer.
Yeah.
Is it something that you think at some stage you leave for this?
Definitely. I hope my boss is not listening.
No, they are, don't worry. They're not listening.
Definitely. Definitely. Because I'm also in the forefront at work to say that empowerment. We need to improve our studies. We need to. But, you know, them looking at me like, you at the radio station, you're busy talking about leaving us soon. No, we're not approving this course that you want to do.
Leadership. Yeah.
No. So yes, definitely, definitely. At some point, okay. This is where I will retire.
Yeah,
in the education space.
Love
this
that.
Is where I will retire.
Yeah.
So I don't know when am I gonna leave the electrical engineering, but at some point.
So I know you also say you want to give teachers experiential learning. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we have. You know, after you know, studying, obviously you have to get your experience and all that. So with a center that I'll be having, I'll you know, award the teachers that kind of experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that kind of exposure to teach and you know, I don't know, I think they sign for them for the amount of hours that they spend at the school or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah, I want to give
that. So for those teacher assistants thing, it can help as well.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
so they're able to spend those hours. Yeah. Okay, how do you generate ideas?
Ideas.
Like, I think you mentioned something like going to YouTube and looking at how other things on the same psalm are done. Mm. Is that how you... Because some people will tell you, like, I don't know if that happens with you. You know, I looked at the roof and the sum came up. I was like, oh, this is how I solve for X type of a thing. I don't know if that happens with you, but yeah.
Yeah, obviously I do YouTube. There's a guy that I normally for. I think he's explaining methods are very good. Can I say his name?
Yeah,
Mlungisi Nkosi. I think.
Okay.
Yeah, Mlungisi Nkosi. I follow him on Facebook as well. So I watch a lot of his videos.
I thought you're gonna say that white guy.
Which one?
That we grew up with. You remember that one? That you on SABC. I thought you were going to refer to that one. I mean, he's good. He was good. No. He helped us quite a lot, some of us.
No, let's get our brothers out there.
Oh, okay.
No, I watch him. He explains very well.
Yeah.
His voice is almost like he's got a radio voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Now, we'll give him a slot to do mathematics on radio. Might just work.
Yeah, as well. Yeah. So, okay. I watch his videos. He explains and, you know, a lot of things that I can't, you know, I find kind of unable to figure out. I watch his videos and he helps out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, right now, because like I'm saying, I want to be more innovative with this thing because, you know, like having to travel and all that. So, I want to do online.
Yeah.
So... So I'm trying to work that out. So I want to get, you know, myself up. So actually, I'm doing that with the WhatsApp call and the WhatsApp Zoom. I mean, with the Zoom calling and, you know, we're trying everything that we can. So,
that's stage 60 though. How do you?
Okay. If you're having load shedding, like I'm saying, I'm talking about innovation.
Yes, definitely.
Let's be innovative.
Talk about then. Reality and the actual day to day on the ground, because I'm sure when you thought about making this commercial, in other words, this is a business I must charge for my time and all that, you had certain expectations. You thought things would go this way. Did they pan out the way you thought they would pan out?
Actually, I was very nervous. I even said to the person that linked me with you guys, I said, I'm not very keen because I'm afraid of the overflow. Because from here, I can be getting a lot of people and I'm unable to, you know what, I can contain. But I think in life we should just jump.
In life we should just jump.
Just take that leap, you know?
Yeah.
Like I'm saying, as we are going online, I have not done it with a lot of people. I've only done some tests.
Yeah.
But I think it's possible that whoever calls me, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Because I've gotten, I've gotten calls from Roodepoort, from Mpumalanga, because they saw my advert on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I had gotten to a point where I now was not keen to advertise on Facebook because I'm getting calls from Facebook, but I can't really help because I'm too far away and I'm not ready online in an online way.
Yeah.
So no, I'm ready. Let's just do this.
Let's
help.
What challenges have you faced so far in running this business?
Distance. The demand is very high. The demand is high, and it's only one of me. I mean, I'm sure I'm not the only person that has kind of had this wish that I wish I could multiply myself. And also, I mean, I'm going to have to get to a point where I can't be the only person teaching. I have to get assistance and all that. But yeah, it's also has been my fear to say that, how am I going to get another me?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But we grow. We can't not want to spread our wings because we're afraid the room is too small. Understand? So
if the room is getting smaller, build another one.
Exactly.
Can't chase people out.
Exactly.
And your most satisfying moment so far? I know there could be hundreds of them, but I'm sure there's that one where you're like, this one is very satisfying.
Actually, it's the most recent one.
Yeah.
The student came back from writing an exam. I think it was the June exam.
Mm.
And then he said, I didn't write well. Mm. The things you taught me, I saw them, but I don't know what happened to me. I'm like, what happened? I'm just thinking to myself, what happened? Like, now I spoke to the mother to say that, please check, where does he spend his time? Does he get to sleep late on his phone or something like that? But when the results came back, the guy got above 80.
How about him?
I said, I said, my methods did work.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
You see, I got, you see, the child I had the previous report card, obviously. And then now with this one, I'm like, you see, since I came in, and the mother's like, you really helped him and whatnot. I'm like, this guy put me through a lot.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, what can I do differently to help him?
Yeah.
But it was so satisfying. It was so fulfilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since you're in the front line, I mean, I've always wanted to ask people in the front line around this. We are always told about how bad South Africa is with maths and science and counting and all those sort of commercial subjects and all that. Mm-hmm. How are you finding it? Is it true? Illiteracy rates are apparently very high and stuff.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying. Akira, I'm here now.
Yeah.
Let's change the narrative.
Yes, definitely.
So I think a lot of children, they're not given assistance. Because like I'm saying, even Linna, I'm a product of tutoring. David Maluleka. David Maluleka from Govontin. He's the one that actually brought the love for explaining sums, because he used to explain to me and I got to understand better. So I think they're not given assistance, like enough assistance, because now a child goes to school and it's a whole different environment. They're afraid to ask a question. They come back home, there's things that they struggle with, and sometimes they resort to having to say that at least if I can just pass.
Yeah.
And with my students, I tell them that you cannot tell me that you have passed when you have the more wrongs than rights. If they tell you 30% you passed. So you passed with negative 60% in a way, 70%.
Yeah.
So I think we need to help our children. When we see that a child is struggling with something, we need to assist them. So that's what I'm saying. In the future, I want to have a center where I don't want to have a school, it's a tutoring center. We'll be helping children that are struggling with certain subjects. I'm focusing mainly on accounting, physical science and mathematics.
I remember when you're talking about helping students, I went to school KwaZola. And you can think about that on its own. Just saying Zola is already a problem. But my teacher used to say, my economics teacher used to say, and we failed economics because she used to say, "Angimnengi mina mfundi." So she would walk in and say whatever and then walk out. Whether you heard, didn't hear, you were playing, you're not playing.
Now you'll get down and dirty.
You
in
know?
My class.
Yeah.
If we ring up a fast, we are digging. You are yeah. gonna dig.
Yeah.
Not, you know what I say? Ma'am, dig, let me watch you.
Yes, I'll
do, no,
yes.
We dig together.
Yeah.
That's what I do. And if you come with a problem, I'll make sure by the time you leave there you understand, because what's the point of us moving and you still are left behind?
That's true.
That's why the one-on-one, two by two, like I sometimes take pace.
Mm.
But I do focus like on a child.
And a child. Yeah.
So I make sure that we deal with that problem. We can't be sitting here with problems and we don't deal with them. These things don't talk. We are the ones that talk.
I love that. These things don't talk. Yeah? These numbers don't talk.
No, they don't talk.
So don't
they
let
listen
them
to us.
Yeah. Don't let them intimidate you.
No,
they don't talk.
No,
they can't say anything. All right. Where are you going from here? Short, medium term? Where's this company going?
Yeah, like you know what? If I say I've made it, I'll be like I would be in a building where obviously there's operations every I call it a Saturday school, but you know, obviously we assist any day.
Yeah.
But that would be like I made it when I have children coming for assistance. They get tutored. Obviously, it will get to a point where it's no longer just me, you see. So at that point, as long as I have someone helping the students and we still have the same response, you know, from the parents, from the students to say that, hey, after you help me, you know, this is how I improved.
Mm.
That's like the goal. Mm. That is like the dream for me.
So do you consider yourself a social entrepreneur? Yeah. Is profit a driver for you or... It's not.
And I don't think, it was never, about, like in the beginning, it was never about money. Money is great, like money munati. Let's not deny that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But with this, it's more than just the money, because I've gotten to points where I've given the children more time than what they've paid for. Like when you pay me, you're paying me for an hour to teach you mathematics for an hour. But if I still see you are... You are not there.
Mm.
We sit for much longer than that. And I won't call your mother to say, hey, you know.
Yeah, that invoice is...
Yes, can you up it? You understand?
Yeah.
I just say, another person can call it a loss, like from my time.
Mm.
But I'm just doing what I need to do to get things to be right with the child. I mean,
Sure, that's amazing. If you could start all over, what would you change?
With this business?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I would do it from. I wouldn't have gone to the engineering.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I'll probably be having a degree in teaching.
Yeah.
And obviously, maybe furthering my studies with the leadership and business also.
Yeah.
I would be doing that because I mean, for me to get into engineering, you didn't ask that question.
Mm-hmm.
How did I get into engineering? Because.
Mm-hmm. We're coming.
Never,
I'm not done.
Okay, let me get to it.
Yes.
So, after matric, obviously, you know, I'm from Marayeng and all.
Yeah.
And the results are not that great.
Mm.
You were number one there, but when you come to Joburg, you're actually not it.
Yeah.
So, by the grace of God, there was a school called Reynard College where they were taking... these disadvantaged children.
Okay.
Yeah. So we had to do a year of upgrading our math, science, and English.
Mm.
Yeah. Where we were upgrading our subjects. And after that program, then you get to be with the top 10, you are awarded a bursary.
Okay.
But now, remember, this college is a college to, I don't know, I think it was a college to boost the BEE status of the companies because it was a son company
with
the parents.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you call it?
Because
there was other companies surrounding it, supporting it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, at school, we were given an allowance.
Oh.
You know, they called it transport money.
But it was nice.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But na nexayi bon because Nikdula Hall, I stayed far.
Yes.
I was attending Go Al Road and then Nikdula Orange Grove.
Yeah. And so the transport was...
Yeah, nexayi bon, but I was still appreciating
it.
Yeah. Which, where do you get money? Go school. What?
You're privileged.
I was very blessed.
Yeah.
So after then, I got a bursary to study. nothing else but obviously electrical engineering. Mm, mm. And I said, Mom, Dad, you know, gap year, me, never.
Never.
I'm going for this engineering.
Yeah.
I'm going for this engineering.
Yeah.
And I went to VUT.
Okay.
Obviously, from a few struggles from not getting admitted, or VETS, or UJ, whatsoever. And then I went to VUT.
Yeah.
I did my diploma. And then, obviously, after finishing the qualification, then they place you in one of their family companies.
Okay.
Yeah. Then that's why, you know, when I lost my job in 2021.
Okay.
2020. That's the first time I felt looking for a job, like marketing. Like looking for a job. Yeah. Searching for a job. Yeah. That was the first time I felt it, even after my studies. So after I studied, then I
went into work. Yeah.
So, yeah. So then I worked for that company.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I think for 6 years or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were doing electrical engineering and stuff.
Yeah, electrical engineering.
Yeah.
They were doing electrical engineering. And then I moved over to another company, obviously still within the electrical engineering space. Mm. Then I moved to another. I worked for that company for a year, and I moved to another company.
Mm.
I worked for a year again, and then I lost my job there.
Mm.
Remember, the tutor wasn't there at the time. And then... post-COVID, because it was in 2020.
Yeah,
2020, I lost my job.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I've been looking for a job. I've been looking for a job, going to interviews. You know, when you come out of the interview, you come out victorious.
Yeah.
Like, I got that job. Lord, I glorify you for that job. And they come back to you, you don't get the job. I'm like... Ish. I thought I got it.
Yeah.
It was so disappointing.
Yeah.
And then I think I changed my prayer to say that, God, maybe the job not now. Maybe, yes, you're going to give me a job. Maybe not now. But I think there's something inside of me that can make me feel like purposeful.
Mm.
Like there's so much more that I can offer.
Mm.
Just help me think of that.
Yeah.
And then obviously, like I said, this was not through a dream, it was through a WhatsApp message or WhatsApp status.
Yeah.
And then this came about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to address this question around how people can get a hold of you just now. Okay. But what would be your last message to kids that are struggling with mathematics?
Seek help.
Yeah.
Seek help. Seek help because although it's not cheap, but we try to also make this as accessible.
Mm.
I'm already saying we because I believe soon I won't be working alone.
Yes.
Yeah. So we try to make this thing be accessible to even the most disadvantaged of children, you know, people that can't really afford like the, you know, those, I can't say names, you know, those high paid, you know, those levels, those ones that are up there.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, even just because I'm poor, then I shouldn't get help. You see, we try to make it accessible also for them.
Sure. Okay. That's lovely. How can people get a hold of you then? I think in answering this question and also mine.
Okay. So, I still use my number, my 072-094-8253. Must I say it again?
Yes.
072-094-
Yeah.
8253.
Yeah.
So that's my WhatsApp number. You call that number.
Yeah.
And, WhatsApp as well.
Yeah.
And I'm using my email address for my other business. So it's CK, like Chidi, because my surname is Chidi.
Okay.
CK number 3.
Okay.
Solutions.
Solutions.
At gmail.
Yeah.
.com.
Okay.
And I have an Instagram handle.
Yeah.
@unique_fundi.
_fundi.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Facebook? Are you on Facebook as well?
Yeah, but I'll probably call it Unique Fundi as well. It's not active, but my own.
Getting there.
Yeah, my personal Facebook is Percy Cabello.
Yeah.
So
they can also go there and
go there as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. Well, thank you so much, ma'am. I think if a lot of us when we were still at school had such services available, I'm sure wouldn't have run away from maths.
We are changing the narrative.
But thank you so much, ma'am. Really appreciate your time.
I appreciate you.
That's beautiful talking to you. So there you go. We're talking to Gabriela from Unique Fundi, which is, of course, a tutoring company for those of you who are looking at pure maths. You said physics and accounting.
Pure maths just for now, yeah. But we'll do physics and accounting
as we go, yeah. There you go. You can get in contact with 072-094-8253 on Instagram. It is at unique_fundi. So there you go. I can be the spokesperson.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.